You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, not too bad, thanks.
That is good.
Still mourning the Fiji loss.
Oh, rip. Sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a big weekend for emotional rollercoasters, eh?
Oh, it really has.
What has been catching your eye in the world of books? What have you been reading?
Today I've come in with actually like one of my favourites since I was like 17.
Ah!
The new Naomi Klein, Doppelganger.
Yeah, nice.
I was always a huge fan of Shock Doctrine and No Logo, and Doppelganger, more than her more recent ones, I think really explores both of those books really thoroughly.
Oh, that's interesting. So maybe, I mean, I'm sure most people listening have some inkling of Naomi Klein, but for the uninitiated, what's her background?
So Naomi Klein was like, I think, really quite a traditional leftist thinker, and No Logo and Shock Doctrine were like really the books that launched her career.
Totally.
No Logo was about like branding, and it was like especially prescient in like the 80s and 90s when that was really starting to pop off. And Shock Doctrine was about like the advent of disaster capitalism.
Mm.
And so Doppelganger is about the internet through both of those lenses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Timely.
Very timely. So she does something really interesting. So she kind of starts off the book talking about like her own doppelganger, Naomi Wolf, who was like very famous and had like really, I think, like a similar career to Naomi Klein.
Totally.
Both became like really prominent theorists around the same time. Naomi Wolf was more of like a liberal feminist when she began. But if you know anything about her online life now, it's like very much more like QAnon-y. So Naomi Klein kind of starts out like that in COVID in particular, she was just being added in all of these posts about Naomi Wolf, where like Naomi Wolf would be like talking about being anti-vax and people would be like, I can't believe Naomi Klein.
Unfortunate.
She is cooked. So I guess in quite a literal way, like the idea of an online doppelganger was like introduced into her life in like one of the most horrible ways possible. So every chapter in kind of looks at like, it looks at a different lens in which we can understand the internet. So like the first is about like doppelgangers, which includes like doppelgangers throughout history, like psychological understandings of the doppelganger, really a lot about like content creation on the internet. She talks about this character Lily Singh, who I wasn't familiar with, but was a really popular YouTuber. And
Stella's nodding.
This is my generation.
She sounds, yeah. good. Well, she apparently is one of the only stars of like that early rise of YouTube who sort of came out and said like, I really like mentally couldn't see myself as the same person.
Interesting, right.
Yeah. But she talks about like Freudian conceptions of the self. But every chapter like sort of looks at the change in Naomi Wolf, the radicalization of Naomi Wolf on the internet through time, and also looks at like, so it also looks at Steve Bannon at the beginning of every chapter. Yeah, so I think it's meant to sort of show you how like our relationship with the internet is like so precarious, in that like we shape the internet in some ways, but by and large that like relationship is two-way now, whereby we're like desires, dreams, etc., our sense of self is now being like shaped more than we're doing the shaping. So it looks at, yeah, like an architect, Steve Bannon, who created it, and then Naomi Wolf, who's like undoubtedly become shaped by the internet.
Far out.
Yeah, it's
that
really
sounds fascinating.
It's so fascinating. And I mean, like, there's so much, it's really good as a timeline for like internet history, because there's so much stuff that I've forgotten.
Totally.
Too.
It just moves so fast and the cycles, speed on, that you can just, something that happened 3 months ago can feel like an absolute eon,
Totally. And like, I think like now when I go onto the internet quite often, like, I am like, oh, like it all kind of looks the same. But,
yes,
in the Angel Fire, like MySpace days, which there's like a little bit of early internet stuff in this book, it really didn't like look like that.
No.
So I think like in that way she kind of touches probably on what a lot of people feel about like with their usage with the internet, but gives like a real history of the internet. And also like the last chapter is entirely dedicated to the idea that like how can we move beyond this type of like a refracting image of ourselves. Or
oh, that sounds so good to read.
Yeah, really interesting.
I feel
really
like
sharp.
It's very also interesting in the quick demise of Twitter that we've seen as well.
Totally.
However long ago it was that Elon Musk bought it and changed it, and the absolute rapidity of the way that it has just tanked as a service platform is insane. So there's always a new version of that thing happening at the moment, and how those refractions of how you are on the world of online and what that gives back to you is bizarre.
Totally. And like the ability for like the internet to like capture our memories as well, like I had no concept of like, I'd totally forgotten what Twitter looked like before like Elon Musk's Twitter. And it's quite nice to realize like, oh, not everything has been like a hell site.
hard out.
And we can get there again.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic book to read. I always like the way she manages to have this hopefulness in her politics that isn't saccharine. Like, it's very sort of, she's a very pragmatic person.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think she talks about it as like being able to exist on the internet. She has to hope that there's like, it can either return to its early roots or become
something else.
Something else.
Remind us of the book and the author.
And Doppelganger by Naomi Klein, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. We will see you soon.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.